Blog Talk Radio.
Christian radio program. I'm your host, Brian DeLorey, and I'll be with you here for the next 15 minutes, sharing with you from the Word of God. And today's topic of discussion is on the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity doth already work, the Bible says, in the book of 2 Thessalonians. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about that today, because the things that are now happening in the world, all the global crisis, the crisis with ISIS, the different wars and different things that are taking place in the world today are all by design. There are powers that be in this world. I'm going to be talking about the New World Order, so I might as well tell you the six families. I don't even know who the six families are. I know there's the Rothschilds and different families that are into Freemasonry. They've been into this for thousands of years, and their goal is to enslave all of humanity, have a one world centralized government over which they have total control. So ultimately, what's happening right now is by design, because these people have it in their minds to control the entire human race. And so that's basically what's behind everything that's happening. That explains why our so-called president makes certain decisions that baffle everyone. You know, we have a problem with a ragtag bunch of Muslim extremists over in Iraq. We could obliterate them within two or three days, but we don't do it. We just allow it to continue. Well, the reason we allow it to continue is because the powers that be, the shadow government, wants it to continue. And I already told you the reason why. So we're dealing with all of these problems that are very easy to solve. You know, it's not a big deal to close our borders. It's not a big deal to, be fiscally responsible. All of these things that are very simple to do, we don't do. Why? Because the shadow government doesn't want it done. And our president doesn't represent us. He represents those who work behind the scenes to destroy the world. And he himself is a destroyer. He himself is one who wants to destroy this country. So he's a fellow traveler. Trust me when I tell you. There's no other explanation for why he makes the decisions that he makes. There's no reason to believe that the president has any good reason not to close the borders. There's no reason to believe that the president has any good reason to flood this country with citizens from the hellholes of South America, other than he's trying to destroy this nation. He's trying to change the demographic of this nation. He's trying to, when he was campaigning, he ran on the slogan, "Hope and Change." That was a total lie. Yeah, the change part was the truth. That part was the truth. Yeah, he wants to change, but he wants to change America and reduce America to the status of some third world nation. That's what he wants to do. Hope, that doesn't even factor in. I would call it hopelessness, not hope. But that was what he ran on. and he has done everything he can since the day he took office to the present time to just dismantle this nation from A to Z. And whatever good, let me put it this way, whatever, for example, the Keystone XL pipeline, that would have been done a lot of good for our nation. No, I don't want it. Why? He doesn't want it because he wants us to remain dependent on the Arabs who want to kill us for our oil. So why? Then of course, the gas prices remain high. It makes it difficult for people to live. It makes it, right now we've had some relief. So, you know, you're probably saving maybe $100, if you're like me, it's like $100 in gas every 2 weeks. So $100 every 2 weeks is a big deal to me. A lot of people suffer as a result of the gas prices being so high, but that's what he wants. He wants to subjugate this nation. He wants to crush this nation. He hates this nation. Okay, so the powers that be are feverishly to see to it that he was elected. And, of course, everybody knows that there were all kinds of fraud taking place in the first and second elections. I would say the first one was more of an election. The second one I would consider to be more of a selection. But the point is this, that all of these things are happening by design. You know, there's no need, if people just believe what the Bible said, then there's no need to be on the radio every day going, why is he doing this? I don't understand. What's he think? Blah, blah. You know, and of course there are some hosts that have caught on and they realize that this guy is doing this to destroy us, quite frankly. And so right now we have this thing going on with ISIS, and he's supposed to be consulting with Congress about going to war with them. And it's all a big show, because not only does our president not represent us, but those who are in political office, the congressmen, the senators, they don't represent us either, not for the most part. Even though we went to the polls in November and voted in who we thought were going to help us, those who we thought were going to help us, it has turned out that just the opposite is true. And so we know that there's something wrong here. And it's talked about in the Bible. And I'll take you here. The first, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. Paul said, let me go back to verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth, or restrains it, will letteth until he be taken out of the way. And that's talking about at the rapture of the church. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the bright spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should be a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth but have pleasure and unrighteousness. So that is what's behind, I should say, who is behind this current world situation with all the crisis, the wars, you know, different things that are happening, there, it's all being manipulated through these six families, but the one who's actually behind it all is Satan. He's behind it all, and Satan wants to dominate this world and enslave humanity, and he knows exactly how to do it. And of course, he has to do it through human beings, just like God has to carry out his plans through human beings. And therefore, what's happening is by design, and it's satanically inspired. And so we say, well, what are we supposed to do? You know, we're here living on the earth. We're caught up in all this. What are we, particularly as Christians, supposed to do? Well, Jesus said in Luke chapter 19, verse 33, occupy till I come. We're supposed to continue to preach the gospel. We're supposed to be sounding the alarm that Jesus has died for the human race, and that if anyone chooses to believe in him, they may freely come and take hold on eternal life, and that Jesus is going to soon return to this earth and take the church up in the rapture, and that we will, because we are not appointed unto wrath, the Bible says. We are not appointed to wrath, because at the end of all this, all the God rejectors are going to be left here on planet Earth to actually participate in what Satan wants and has wanted from the very beginning. And he's going to have total control over this world. And he will control this world through a man called the Antichrist. And this man will make a covenant with Israel. And in the middle, he makes a covenant for 7 years. And in the middle of that covenant, he breaks that covenant with Israel. And then he really goes to town. But God is ultimately the one who's in control. And he unleashes all hell against this world at that time. And there will be many who will be saved during this time. But it will not be like it is today. I mean, to be saved at that time will probably cost you your life. And if not, it doesn't cost you your life, you will suffer greatly as a result of naming the name of Christ. You know, because if you take the mark of the beast, you know, the Bible tells us in, I believe it's Revelation 14, that your fate is sealed, and that you will be in hell, and the smoke of your torment will ascend up forever and ever. So to become a Christian in those days will not be like it is today. And so I would strongly urge everyone under the sound of my voice to listen to this broadcast, take heed to what I say, and if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins right now and accept him as your Lord and Savior. And if you do know Jesus Christ, but you're living in a backslidden condition, you need to come back to God and give your heart to him. But what is happening today is by design. And Satan is working through the agency of humanity, through human beings, to bring about his diabolical plan to rule the world. And you need to know that. So don't wonder why these things are happening, why the politicians are allowing certain things to happen that don't make any sense. There's no logic unless you believe that they have something else in mind and that they no longer represent you, but they represent their own self-interest and they want to dominate the world. They're all on the same page. This is a global agenda, and these politicians are all into globalism, and so you know they're all for open borders and all types of other things. And unfortunately, I've got to close out the broadcast. I have so much more to say, so I'll probably take this up in part two tomorrow. I hope you've enjoyed the message. I hope it has blessed you. And until we meet again, I leave you with this reminder: keep the faith and defend the truth. Have a good day, everybody.